Best of Times Radio Hour live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. I thank you for tuning in to our show today, and also thank those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We also want to thank those who might be listening to this show or our other shows via Apple Podcasts. Namely, into the Best of Times Radio Hour podcast on Apple, but also on our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com. We do thank AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to discuss the Shreveport Regional Arts Council and their upcoming 2024 Christmas in the Sky Gala fundraiser. So stay to the show to learn some beneficial information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, November the 2nd, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios and news radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the November-December issue, The Best of Times, at one of our 270 distribution locations. We have distributed over 25,000 copies. Hopefully you can find a printed copy of one of our 270 distribution locations. But if you are unable, remember, you can always visit our popular website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can view the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. In addition, as I mentioned, you can listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. We thank the many thousands who have attended the 14th Annual Senior Day Expo at the Louisiana State Fair under the red big top tent that took place on Wednesday, October the 30th. We thank our prime sponsors, WellCare Health Plans, the State Fair of Louisiana, of course, the Best of Times. We thank the over 120 businesses, organizations, and agencies and governmental departments for exhibiting and providing valuable information to our thousands and thousands of attendees. I learned a lot of new information each and every year that we've done this for the past 14 years, and I know the many thousands of my attendees there learned a lot of new information to benefit them or their loved ones. Hope everybody enjoyed the entertainment from our spar choirs, of course, from Joni and the Jonatones, Richard, our Elvis impersonator, as well as all the other attractions and information that we had. Congratulations to our two Grand Door Prize winners who won over $1,000 in a prize package. Also, congratulations to our pre-registration winner of a fabulous prize worth over $600. We hope the winners of over the 300-plus door prizes were thrilled. Most people were, but also many people got sample products, information about services, and information that they could take home with them. Thanks again for making it another tremendous success in our 14th Annual Senior Day Expo. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out a TBT newsletter via eBlast over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers residing in Caddo and Bossier parishes. It provides them with information to read our current issue, also to read the current Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. But in addition, there are more educational articles found in this newsletter that are not in our printed copy of the Best of Times magazine. In addition, there are more discounts and coupons, a contest, and of course, news and information about upcoming events in our area. Join the many thousands who are receiving this free newsletter via their email address. It's free of charge. Just visit our website again, www.thebestoftimesnews.com, and subscribe free of charge. Great news, our friends at Ernest Arlene's has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price along with entertainment and free valet parking. It is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Best of Times Thursday night special at Ernest Arlene's to make advance reservations by calling 318 318-226-1325. Again, 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Miss Rebecca Bonavere, who is the Executive Director of the Shreveport Regional Arts Council, better known as SRAC. And I've asked her to come on my show today to provide us information about what SRAC does. I hope to educate me and other listeners. I know some of the things they do. But also, she's going to discuss the upcoming gala, 2024 Christmas in the Sky fundraiser. So thank you, Rebecca, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Gary.
But congratulations to you on your appointment of a very prestigious position in our Shreveport and Bossier area, and also one of our fantastic nonprofit organization. So congratulations.
I'm so honored. And actually, SRAC is known not just in this region, but in the whole state of Louisiana and even throughout the country.
Yes.
Just high quality. So I'm so pleased to be part of the team.
Yeah, when I travel, and I mentioned Shreveport, a few people I've met in various parts of the country, in Buffalo, New York, came up to me, and we heard about your fundraiser you have there.
That's right. Our Christmas in the Sky is world-renowned, and we have people from all over the country coming, and like you said, from even from New York and from California, from everywhere.
That's going to be fun. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later in a couple of segments, but let's, first of all, I think you need to educate our listeners your background, because few people know about you, but I think you should tell us some of your experience and where you came from.
So I most recently came from being general manager of Brookshire Grocery Arena, have been managing arenas for 24 years, promoting entertainment and making a lot of people in the entertainment business a lot of money. But I'm so pleased to now come over and be able to help our community.
Great.
And help our artists be able to generate money for themselves with their talents.
Well, you are quite successful in our Brookshire Center there. I've been to many concerts and many activities where myself, my grandkids, everything was all first class. And people
Thank
that visited
you.
There from all over the architects are very impressed with that facility.
It was a fun time. Got to meet Paul McCartney and all sorts of, you know, great entertainers. But, you know, the older I get, I really want to serve the community. I really want to be able to help people. And there's no better way than through SRAC.
That's good. So, SRAC has a lot of history. I was, interestingly enough, it was founded in 1976. That's a long time ago.
That is.
And, you know, it was the arm, I think a lot of people know, it was the arm of the city of Shreveport, but it became a little bit independent after that, right?
Is well, still we still are the official arts arm of the city of Shreveport, and we're also the regional arts council for the state of Louisiana for our region, and we serve 9 different parishes. So,
yeah, I don't think a lot of people know that it's not just Shreveport and Bossier, even though it covers a big area.
It's our pleasure. We really want to promote the arts and help our artists and grow, the youth to be able to be introduced to the arts and to grow their talent. So, yes, sir.
And so the economic impact, I was amazed that your economic impact is like $90 million. Wow, that's a lot of money to give back to the community.
That's right. And so we really want our artists to thrive. We don't ask our artists to perform or to donate, their services when we do different festivals and things. We want to make sure that we pay our artists. They deserve to be paid for their talent.
What I thought was interesting is many SRAC programs that I've attended and promoted here on the magazine as well, as et cetera, they're all mostly all free.
Almost everything we do is free. It's really important to us to make sure that we're accessible to everyone, that we're inclusive. As a matter of fact, we just recently created a new committee of people to help us with our inclusivity, especially for those that have special needs. We want to make sure that we include everyone.
Well, that's a good goal to have everybody. So the question I had from one of my listeners is, where do they get their funding? I take it this Christmas in the Sky must support them, but it seemed like to me if that lasts for 2 years, they must get funding elsewhere, right?
So we definitely get funding from the state and from the city. A lot of that is re-granted to other arts organizations. And then, yes, the Christmas in the Sky is our primary source of income to be able to put on all of these programs. So it's very important to do that. Now, we do have sponsors of Christmas in the Sky, so it's between the sponsorships and the auction items that for Christmas in the Sky that we're able to raise funds. We do apply for grants occasionally if it's something that will work for our programs. So, you know, and then individual, sponsors, individual people that want to give to our organization, it's very important and it all adds up. So we really appreciate
that. And Rebecca, there are many businesses out there that contribute to various projects and various programs that get, makes them feel good that they're going to be helping and not being able to, so this will be a free item and not cost you coming out of your budget. It's going to be additional.
Yes, there's so many remarkable sponsors, especially to Art Break. That's one of our largest festivals that we have. And then of Christmas in the Sky. But there are other sponsors as well. We do Glow Fests down at the riverfront where we showcase the Bukowski Bridge of Lights dancing to music. And we have sponsors for that. And so there are different organizations and businesses that that sponsor the various programs, and we couldn't do it without them.
The other thing I was not aware that Shrek did, probably was aware, but Gary sometimes forgets, getting his 74 now, you offer residencies for respected artists.
We do, and we'll be coming out with those shortly. Artists apply for residencies, fellowships. They also apply to become a roster artist, which is an elevated, if you will, list of artists that are highly professional. We have critics come in and they go through their works and really decide who deserves to be on the roster. And we can recommend them for commissions as well. And we often get different businesses coming to us. As a matter of fact, this past week on Tuesday, Live Casino showcased 12 beautiful works of art that they'll be featuring at their news casino, and they're all local artists, and we were able to facilitate the artist call.
Definitely. That was a definitely great idea of Live, but also the teaming and getting local art on the various casino and the facility they're about to open in beginning in 2025.
March of 2025, beautiful facility.
I love that they, instead of, going to an art gallery in New York and picking out stuff, we have local art right here.
And the art is magnificent. It's all different. So there's 12 different pieces, and they're all very different. And Live, historically at their properties, showcases artwork. And so to be able to have our local artists there at their $300 million building really says something.
That does say something. Well, that's definitely a coup. I don't know who at Schwack figured that one out or brought it to them, or they came to you. I don't know all the details, but we don't have to worry about that.
Great partnership.
Good partnership. Again, can't wait for them to open up, and hopefully many of my listeners and readers of the Best of Times will definitely be going there, like me and my wife, and as well as our family members. Okay, so the other thing that I was not aware of course, we know about Art Break, right? And the students, I can tell you, my kids and grandkids now love it, and it's a great event.
Kindergarten through 12th graders featuring their artwork and being praised and win prize money for their art. And then so many other children also come, and families from all around, to Art Break. We usually have about 80,000 visitors, and there's about 25 different hands-on arts activities they can do when they come. There's always live entertainment, so much to do, and it's such a fantastic festival. Our primary sponsor is Caddo Parish Public Schools, and we really love doing Art Break every year. It's one of our favorite things.
Well, and also the parents and the grandparents, the uncles and aunts also come see their kids, grandkids, their nieces and nephews art. So it's like remarkable. I mean,
it is. And it's not just visual art. There's literary art. There's music. There's so many different things. There's dance. So there's, you're really introduced to so many different things. We often have jazz, you know, music and culinary and fashion and, of course, movies and film. It's just, it's an incredible, fabulous experience.
And I think the kids appreciate it too, being able to showcase something, whether it's not the best in the world, but at least they've said they've been there, done that, right?
You know, it's mind-boggling to see the work that they do. Oftentimes I'll see things and I'll be just amazed that it might be a third grader or a kindergartner that really created something. They have brilliant minds, and we're so glad to be able to facilitate an opportunity for them to grow.
Oh, that's a major plus item. The other one that I think a lot of people are not aware of is the art and public places. I did not know SRAC promotes that.
So we actually just also finished a program where we helped the mayor of Shreveport gather art for the water tower. So that's something that we'll have in our area soon, and people will be able to see the beautiful art for the next 20 years plus. So yes, we do a lot of public art. Sometimes it's sculpture, sometimes it's murals. We're actually working on applying for a grant right now where we can do crosswalks to help draw attention to people that this is a crosswalk area, so our drivers slow down a little bit. So we do a whole lot of public art.
So the murals we have are pretty famous when people drive through. I have visitors that comment about those. They're very distinguished. You can really see them going and coming.
Actually, our Once in a Millennium Moon mural that is downtown on the AT&T, we're celebrating 25 years, and we're getting ready to just do a little bit of freshening up of that mural. And I know that's something
that
people
long?
See.
It's that long? It's been there?
It is. It's that long. And I know every time people drive by on the highway, that's the first thing they look over at is that beautiful mural.
That is. The other... You talked about the Bridge of Lights, which is remarkable. That's another thing, one of the SRAC programs. Mentioning really quickly, I was part of some of the development of it, was the Caddo Common Park. Mention that.
Oh, what a beautiful park in our downtown Shreveport area. So we actually have a performance pavilion, and Shreveport Regional Arts Council programs 35 events a year. There, we have one coming up tonight, in Saturday the 2nd at 5 p.m., and it is called Second Saturdays, and we have different bands. So you can just bring a lawn chair and come down. There'll be food trucks and some great music. We do all kinds of events there, and it's always art-related. You know, it's music, of course, but we always have hands-on arts activities that are free for the kids to do, and there's an arts market and different things. We recently had the Spooky Symphony, which everybody came, and we had thousands of people that came out. It was just incredible.
Well, it's a great location, easy location, good parking all around, plus you can the acoustics are wonderful. Every time I've gone there, I was amazed how the acoustics, whoever designed it, did a great job.
Yeah, Mike McSwain designed that, and we're so proud to have him do that. It's an incredible park, and like we said, in the middle of downtown in Shreveport Common, and we would just love for people to come down and enjoy all the activities that we have there.
And mention occasionally SRAC has their art space, and they present various artists and different types of presentations, correct?
Yes, sir. We have two different areas that we showcase local art. Art Space, like you mentioned, on Texas Street. And we have a new exhibit that just opened yesterday on November 1st with Joey Slaughter. And so we have some beautiful art for people to come and see. It's free for people to come and see all of our exhibitions. We also have an emerging artist gallery at Central Art Station on Crockett Street. And there's some beautiful artwork there as well. So there's always something happening. And actually... art space. I guess I'm hopping back and forth a little, but art space, there's a restaurant next door, which is Ono. So fantastic Hawaiian food.
We love it.
You can come out and have a great meal and then walk around our free exhibition area.
That is awesome. No, again, I'm glad you brought that's a very good place. We've already been, and it's really remarkable.
It is good. Boy, he makes good food. Sione.
So that's the other aspect. You can have a nice meal and then tour around. You can enjoy yourself and have that.
That's right. And Art Space is also available for people to rent it for a Christmas party or a wedding or, you know, some sort of a reunion, anything they want. And you're able to have your party amongst this beautiful artwork. So it's a great place.
And it has upstairs and downstairs. But you can
There are two different levels. Yes, sir. And actually, coming up next week, we have a cookie contest. It's at the Art Walk that we have downtown. And so if people are interested in participating in the Art Walk, they can stop by Art Space, see our exhibitions, and actually see all the different cookies that the different people are making and competing. And if they want to place orders for Christmas, they can do that as well.
A cookie contest and a cookie show. I love it.
Yeah.
And will Cookie Monster be there?
I'll be there. That counts, doesn't it?
That does count, Rebecca. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now, a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Ms. Rebecca Bonavere, who is the Executive Director of the Shreveport Regional Arts Council, better known as SRAC, and I've asked her to come on our show today to discuss what SRAC does, its services, and many events, and including we're going to discuss the upcoming 2024 Christmas in the Sky fundraiser. So thank you again, Rebecca, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So let's talk about Christmas in the Sky on December the 14th. Let's tell our listeners one thing. I had one person ask, and I know the answer, but I'm going to let you have the answer. Why is Christmas in the Sky not every year?
Well, it's a biennial fundraiser every other year, and it takes 18 months to produce. So we're not able to do it every year because it takes so long to create. But it's worth every minute of it when people come out and get to experience this event. It's just magical. There's so many different things to do and see, performers, the art, everything, the food. It's wonderful.
Okay, so again, it's on Saturday, December the 14th, and the title this year is?
It's Vegas, baby!
It's Vegas. That's
Vegas
good...
in a way that you haven't even imagined. So, of course, SRAC likes to take a little twist on everything. So it's not your traditional just, casinos and poker chips. It's a very creative interpretation of Vegas.
And I will tell you, based upon Tina and I going to 19 of them, they're very creative. These creative geniuses, artists, and designers are totally remarkable. I would never thought of some of those particular aspects. So, again, we mentioned it's Saturday, December 14th, beginning around 7 p.m. until whenever. Back in my younger days, Rebecca, I stayed at 2 or 3:30 in the morning. Now in my older days, we may leave at 1. So,
well, we want everybody to come out and have a lot of fun. And whether you stay until 1 or 2:30 or 5 a.m., we want you to come out and have fun. Everything is included with your ticket. And by the way, tickets are now on sale.
Awesome, awesome. And how can they get tickets?
So they can get tickets by calling Shreveport Regional Arts Council. Our number is 318-673-6500. Or they can go to our website, which is 2024sky.com.
Very easy. 2024sky.com. Very easy. Again, we didn't even mention where it's located. It's going to be, again, at our Louisiana Downs Bossier City location, correct?
That's right. And we are so thankful to Kevin Preston of Louisiana Downs for allowing us to have our event there. We take up almost every square inch that's not a gaming table. We are on three floors, and we have about 17 different areas for people to visit,
wow,
all filled with food and bars and performers and music. It's just a whole lot of fun. And, of course, there's also auction items that people can bid on.
Let me mention one thing for newbies that might be coming from our friends in East Texas or local area or Arkansas. Don't go to dinner before you go to Christmas in the Sky.
Yeah, it's not like some of the other types of events that have appetizers. This is
full-on
buffets every turn.
And remarkable food. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know, you're going to talk about all your chefs. But again, the food's remarkable, and the libations, as Pam would call it, are remarkable.
Yeah, even martini luges and ice sculptures and special drinks. And they're not just alcoholic. We have non-alcoholic drinks as well.
And they're beautifully done by your professional bartenders there, the ladies and the gentlemen. They really take care of you.
There are hundreds of people that work this evening to make sure that all of our guests have the night of their lives.
Okay. And the other aspect, who's the chairman this year?
So Heidi Kallenberg is our chairman, and Elizabeth Kennedy and Roe White are her co-chairs.
Wow. So Heidi has a lot of work to do being chairperson again.
Well, she's been busy at it for several months now, over a year, and they're doing a fantastic job. We're out at the Downs now already full-time. Volunteers are welcome to come out and help us to create these beautiful sets. So if people are interested in volunteering, it could be an individual or it could be a group. If they call the Shreveport Regional Arts Council office, we can get your group scheduled in, and we'll feed you while you're there. And
nice.
You could even have a little glass of wine while you're making some glitter art.
And that's... Everybody, if you've got the time and effort, it's a great experience. My wife and I and many of my friends have done it many, many years, and it's a remarkable experience. Even if you don't know how to use a glue gun or glitter, they'll teach you, and they'll tell you, and you hardly ever make a mistake. And
covers a lot,
that's
Gary.
Right. I remember when Pam and Linda Goldsberry said, Gary, that's beautiful. And I looked at it. That doesn't look beautiful to me. It will look beautiful in a minute after we touch it up.
Well, I think that, that's a really good point, is that you don't have to be an artist to volunteer. We do have different chair people that create the areas, but they'll give you something to do. And I know that your audience, they might really enjoy coming out and the community of working with one another. And like I said, we'll have some food and even a cocktail if they like. But just being a part of the community to put it all together is really special.
Well, I haven't done it in a while, but I do know a lot of senior groups and boomer groups go out there, the Crew of Elders and a bunch of other groups that will go in mass, and various other crews will out go there to help be a volunteers. But again, they need the volunteers. The more the better, because
we couldn't
have,
do it without them.
If you have four or five volunteers, it's a lot. Those sets are remarkably big and remarkably complex. Not like they were in 1982. They weren't that complex, but
they're pretty special. And I'll tell you, Gary, whether you come out in a group of five or if you only come by yourself, it's just a great opportunity to give back to the community. And like I said, it's a great sense of community to be with everybody as you're working there.
So so Rebecca mentioned it's a one price ticket. So and includes all the drinks, all the food, all the excitement. You'll be able to go around and bid on silent auction items, which are some remarkable, over 1,000, right, items that you're going to
have. We have over 1,000 auction items, and most of them are silent auction, but of course we also have our live auction,
right,
which has pretty astonishing packages that people can bid on.
And that's the really exciting to watch, but exciting to bid. I know in years past, sometimes you get outbidded by somebody else, but sometimes they offer the same package for you. So you got lucky, get lucky there. They slip that one in.
Well, I'll tell you, the packages that we have for this year are very impressive, and lots of different trips and experiences that you wouldn't normally be able to experience otherwise. So
they're going to be remarkable. The other thing is, once you call them or go online and register, you will be getting a auction book, correct?
That's right. We have a thick auction book that details, like I said, over 1,000 different items. And each one of those items was given by a local business or a local person. And we're ever so grateful for that because, as we mentioned earlier, every penny we raise is going to fund these programs that we do so that we can offer free arts for everybody in the region.
A suggestion. I don't know if your staff have thought of this, but for us, like me, in years past, we would lug those books around. That was tough sometimes.
They're thick books, but I think they're more so that you can
peruse through in advance. No, we did that, but sometimes you want to bring it with you. And I mean, for many years, we brought it around lugging the little thing. And luckily, my wife had a small purse. You might think about doing it digitally or putting
it. So we are
PDF.
Doing it digitally as
awesome.
Well. But when you get the book, though, it helps you to know in advance, you know, you want to specifically stop by a certain area at the event and see. And they're basically grouped together by concepts. So,
yeah, the wine section, yes. The art section, et cetera, et cetera. Right?
Exactly.
No, that I'm not belittling. I'm impressed by the book. I mean, wow, it's a wow book.
And I'm impressed by the people that have donated all these items. And, you know, everything adds up. So something as simple as, a service at a hair salon, all the way up to these very intricate travel packages. You know, there's a drive a car for a year. There's all sorts of services and items, and it's just mind-boggling the generosity of the people in this area.
And I will tell you, it seems like it's improved each and every year. The donations and the uniqueness of some of these donated items in the silent as well as the live auction. So it's
absolutely it all adds up. And as you mentioned, this year is bigger than ever. And like we said, about 1,000 different auction items. And we're so pleased that it's growing because the more money we raise, the more people we can help and more programs we can offer.
So, again, I was reading there's 30 community designers who are spending many months. There's 17 different sections this year?
That's right. And they all have
that's
like
– more than last year.
Well, it's about a little bit more. And it's a different take on Las Vegas. So there's even some really cool areas that you might not traditionally think about when you think about Vegas. But, we have Area 51 out of this world.
Good idea.
We also have Evel Knievel.
I like that.
And
he was there quite a few times.
That's right. There's a whole lot of things. There's the Elvis Love Me Tender, Chapel of Love, Lounge Lizards. Of course, we have to have the Rat Pack Room.
That's right.
So it's in each one of these areas is the designer's take on what they would imagine it to be. So it might not be what you're expecting.
Grapes and Drapes. Explain that to me.
So it's our wine area.
Oh,
so Drapes,
okay.
Because it's Caesar's, like Caesar's Palace for the Drapes and Grapes. It's going to be fantastic wine selections that you can bid on.
Okay. Lunar Lunacy? Explain that one.
So that's going to be a little bit of a surprise.
Okay.
You'll have to wait and see that one. And to believe it.
Lady Luck Casino, is it still? I want that casino still there.
There is, because of course that's what Vegas is, right? It's
all
the sizzle of
downtown. I think it was downtown, that Lady Luck.
Yes, and so there's going to be a whole lot of pink and a lot of fun activities. And after the live auction, it's going to be a great place for everybody to dance and party afterwards.
And I also noticed Mystique de Cirque du Sky. Explain that one.
Right. What would Vegas be without Cirque? So we'll have some fantastic performers, aerialists, and things like that.
Wow. And, I just read here that the Magic of Stardust. What is that? That's part of the Cirque?
No, the Stardust is actually one of the places in Vegas. It's a more historic area, and so that will have a little bit of a different feel to it as well. And each one of these areas, we have live performers. So there's characters that are dressed up in costume, but there's also people performing music and singing in these areas. And we'll even have some Vegas residency people.
Oh, that's a good one. I love it. I love it. So, they're going to experience a lot of different areas, which is going to be remarkable. I mean, every year it's something. You're in awe when you go in there.
The decor is incredible, but it's also a great opportunity because, you know, we have room for 2,500 people. So people need to get their tickets quickly because they're going to want to rub elbows with their friends at the
Definitely.
Party. And that's a lot of the fun as well, is seeing everybody, you know, right around the holidays and being able to be festive with one another.
Well, it just opened up, and I'm predicting this year going to be a sellout like it was 2 years ago. I remember Pam telling me, don't make any more announcements. Making announcements, we're sold out, and they can put you on a waiting list.
We're very fortunate to be sold out every year, so we do recommend people don't wait to get their tickets. It's very sad when, you know, it's still a few weeks out and people want to get tickets and we're not able to, but we want to make sure that we're not overcrowded. We want to make sure that everybody has as much food and libations that they'd like.
And mentioned, for those of you who have never been, the parking's really conveniently close, and I believe they do have valet parking
yes,
as well.
Yes, most people will do valet, and it's a great experience. We'll also have a place for you to check your coat in case it's a little bit chilly. But it's out at Louisiana Downs December 14th, and it's from 7 p.m. till 2 a.m., and we would just love for everybody to come out and join us. They can get tickets by going to our website, which is 2024sky.com. Or you can call us at the office at 318-673-6500.
Okay. We'll discuss a little bit more. Just hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana, A-Bears, Tanning Country, F. Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show is Ms. Rebecca Bonavere, who is the Executive Director of the Shreveport Regional Arts Council, known as SRAC, and she has been discussing the many art related activities and services that SRAC does provide in the area, not just in the Caddo-Bossier area, but 10 other parishes. Is that right, Rebecca?
A total of 9 parishes, yes.
Wow.
Sir.
So you function like Art Break in those particular areas or no?
Well, we have people visit Art Break from all over the areas. It's primarily students in Caddo Parish Public Schools that have their artwork submitted, but we also have students that are homeschooled or from you know, different other schools as well.
Well, that's good opportunity for them, those homeschoolers, to participate in a regional event as well. So again, we discussed some of the other services that SRAC just doesn't. People think that you just do Christmas in the Sky, but you do many other things that Christmas in the Sky and other funding helps you do. Of course, the Caddo Common Park, the Art Break, Art Space, Public Art, Arts and Education, and of course the murals, right?
That's right, and we also do a program with the Bukowski Bridge of Lights. It's called Light It Up, and we teach students how to program the lights for the bridge.
Wow.
And so, you know, some of these beautiful light shows that we have on our bridge are created by students that anywhere from 5th to, you know, 12th grade. So that's pretty amazing.
I did not know that. That is really impressive. Mm-hmm. And they come up with unique patterns and unique...
They do. They take a whole class to become certified. It's a several-month program, and we teach them all of the foundations of lighting, and then they become certified once they complete the class and do a three-minute song on the bridge. So, and that's what we do, Glow Fest, and that at the Glow Fest is where they get to showcase their light show.
Oh, that's cool. So if grandparents and parents are listening, how they just call the SHRAC office?
They can, certainly. And we can also do light shows for people who are interested in, like, a gender reveal for a baby or, you know, to do a proposal, maybe a marriage proposal. So we do commissions for the bridge as well. Our bridge is so amazing with all of the LED lighting, and we're so blessed to be an area that has one. There's not that many in the country, and this Bukowski Bridge of Lights is really spectacular.
It is, and I was not aware. Hopefully you're now educating our listeners and many people out there. You can commission it. That would be a great deal, like a family reunion or a wedding.
Absolutely.
Or a baptism.
We have people do it almost every week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is really remarkable.
Or different, you know, holidays or different organizations will have it lighted up and do a light flow to bring attention to their cause.
So again, I want to mention everyone, the website of SHRAC is shrevearts.org. Is that correct?
That's right. SHREVEARTS.org.
So you'll learn about all the other activities, and there's a link from there to Christmas in the Sky, but that's the direct link that you go and learn about all their programs and participation, et cetera, from the Glow Fest, the Bridge of Lights, Caddo Common Part, et cetera. So going back, we're going to emphasize again, we hope that everybody spreads the word to get their tickets for the upcoming. How many years have we been doing this? 19?
Since 1982.
Wow. But every other year. So it's been 2 years.
Every other year except for COVID, which, you know, that threw a little bit of a change in a lot of our lives. But we're so happy to be able to do it again this year, December 14th. And it is at the Louisiana Downs from 7 p.m. till 2 a.m.
And you're still looking for volunteers.
We love our volunteers to come out and help us to build these different sections. There are designers that have overall concepts for each section, but you know, you can be an artist or you can be a novice. You know, we use help from everyone, and it's a great opportunity for people to come out and, you know, enjoy the camaraderie of one another.
Mention now that I think we forgot to mention about the food. We talked about there's going to be lots of food, but you're going to have a bunch of area chefs, right?
We do. We have each section has different buffets, and each buffet is managed by a different chef. So there's going to be a lot of different foods. And I think we mentioned earlier, they're not just little bite-sized appetizers. They're full-on buffets. We want people to eat a lot and enjoy themselves.
And there's a lot of dancing going on and activities. I'm telling you, you know,
there'll be a lot of Elvises, so that's for sure as well.
Oh, definitely. Elvis is going to be around all around many places. Your characters and possibly some of our own attendees will dress up as Elvis lookalikes as well. But again, the bar, the food, I want to emphasize, don't eat before, because the food is remarkable and the drinks are remarkable. So
everything's free. It's all included in your ticket price, and tickets are on sale now. So we would love for you all to come and get your tickets. It has been sold out in the past, so we recommend people don't wait. Get your tickets now.
And there's going to be opportunity for you to bid on various silent auction items, which features jewelry, accessories, parties. I love the parties. Parties at different locations in the area, you know, party for 12,
right.
15, 20.
That's right.
At different restaurants, at different event areas.
Our local businesses and people have been so generous with their donations for these auction items. And I'll tell you, I personally will be bidding on many of them because they're pretty impressive, the different packages. And like you mentioned, jewelry, you know, who doesn't love a little bling? But there's a lot of basket items as well, and services, lawn care services, you know, things that you might need anyway. And so if you were to purchase them or bid on these auction items, it's something that, like I said, you might do anyway, but the funds are going to help Shreveport Regional Arts Council bring free arts to the people in Northwest Louisiana.
That's the positive in there. There's a positive. You're going to spend it anyway. Might as well indirectly give the money to the Shreveport Regional Arts Council and their funding. I think the other interesting thing is some of my guy friends, they love the sports memorabilia, and you got some interesting donors of those particular items. Where they get some of those, I'm impressed.
Yep. So we have a lot of items like that, different different signed memorabilia or experiences where you may get to meet someone in particular. Drew Brees has been a fan favorite, and I think we'll see his name come up again this year. Speaking of big names, there might be something very impressive signed by Taylor Swift as well.
Wow, awesome. That's going to be good. That's going to go for a big item as well.
I think it'll be a hot one.
It will. It will definitely. So, in continuing, the auction, again, is live, and some of these live auctions are remarkable. International, national trips, et cetera, right?
They usually include experiences that you wouldn't otherwise be able to enjoy. So we've been able to really work with our different sponsors to craft these packages that include travel. It includes amazing accommodations and different tours and experiences that they couldn't do otherwise.
So, again, the phone number is 673-6500. Is that correct?
Or that's correct. And you can also go to the website, which is 2024sky.com.
That's S-K-Y, 2024sky.com. Or you can call their office at 673-6500. So, in closing, what can we emphasize about why should they come?
Well, it's a great night out. The artwork that has been put together in each section for you to enjoy, it's full of festivities, and it's the food, and it's just seeing one another. But really, it's also all about raising funds so that we can help our area artists and lovers of art.
And lovers of art. I love that. That's true. And the other thing, once you get your tickets and order your tickets, they'll send you a massive album.
And it's a big book, and it's full of all of our different auction items. There are about 1,000 of them, and it gives you an opportunity to look through and maybe pick out a few that you'd like to bid on, and it'll tell you right where it's located, so it'll be easy to find. So we encourage you to come out and join us and have a great night while you're supporting the arts in Northwest Louisiana.
That's right. Well, thank you for joining us today. I'm excited. Tina and I are excited about attending again for the past 19 years we've been there. So
we're happy to have you. Bring your friends.
We will definitely come there. Again, the 2000sky.com, www.2000sky.com, or call them for more information and tickets at 673-6500. Thank you, Rebecca, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Join us next Saturday for another show that could benefit you or your loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Caligas, wishing you and yours the best of times, both today and every day. Have a great day.